Blog Talk Radio.
This is Everything Home, the transformational show about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people doing good business and good things. Let's take the word freedom. Wouldn't it be great to have more professional freedom, personal freedom, and how about financial freedom? Every week, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content, interviews experts, entrepreneurs, professionals, and purpose-driven people to share their stories, their passions, and provide real-life, tangible takeaways. Get ready to be entertained, yet learn some incredible information. This is Everything Home, and this is Michelle Swinnick.
It's noon in Arizona, and time for the Everything Home Talk Radio. Thank you, thank you. Our New Year's Eve live studio audience is still full of Santa's elves because they were enjoying the weather so much they didn't want to leave. In honor of Fauci's recent reveal of yet more of his lies to the American people, they have a special song they want to sing for you.
We are Fauci's elves. Buy your gifts yourselves. We make shots, not toys for tots, because we are Fauci's elves. We need a vaccine to escape quarantine. Don't go by Pfizer, Fauci is wiser. We are Fauci's elves. Santa can't get sick this year. Don't sit on his lap. We are tired of all of this COVID crap. Fauci wears a mask. Is that too much to ask? Just stand at 6 feet, wash hands, and repeat. We are Fauci's elves. We are Fauci's elves.
Oh, that still cracks me up. I think I might play it throughout the year spontaneously because kind of sums up a lot. Oh, my goodness. Today's topics, kick-ass biz tips, porn is bad, masterminds, live your potential, human resources for small biz, delivered by our partners of the Everything Home Social Conscious Thrill Network and Marketplace. Steve Daly, entrepreneur excellence, a whole life approach. Bill Ranshaw, helping men quit porn and transform their life to find purpose, direction, clarity, and success. Randy Kirk, masterminds help businesses succeed through brainstorming, encouragement, support systems, and accountability. Virginia Prodan, how to live a life of significance. And Jason Kavnis, human resources for companies with 49 or fewer people. This is our last live show of 2020. And I want to thank everyone who's been listening to our 17 live episodes of this special segment, Purpose Driven Partners. The numbers have been off the charts, so we owe it all to you guys, and we hope you've gotten some information that has changed your lives. And over the next few days, while you're planning your personal and business plans for 2021, your best year ever, please check out all of the 7-minute segments from our partners so you can have the tips and takeaways that you need to make that happen. Go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com and click the Partners and Patriots tab to see the topics and listen to the shows. So let's get this show on the road.
Let's get it started in here.
And the bass keeps running, running, and running, running,
and running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and
in this context, there's no disrespect, so when I bust my rhymes, you break your neck. We got 5 minutes for us to disconnect from all intellect and let the rhythm affect. You lose the inhibition, follow your intuition, free your inner soul and break away from tradition. Cause when we be out, girl, it's full of heat out. You wouldn't believe how we wow shit out. Burn it till it's burned out.
All right, hope you got in the mood. Took a couple minutes break from work and whatever else you're doing, those Zoom calls, which I'm sure we're all sick of, and for the people that are out there working hard in those real jobs, take a break for lunch and listen to the show. Everything Home is a Talk Radio Show podcast and patriotic purpose-driven resource platform. It's a transformational show and platform about life, life in the pursuit of happiness, delivered by good people, doing good business and good things. You're going to hear from five of them today. One location for all the information, the ultimate resource platform. Visit everythinghomeresourceplatform.com for more information on today's guests and everything you need to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference. It is 12:05, and I've got a ton of stuff to go over here, but I want to keep on track and bring in our next guest in, so we're going to kind of move it around a little bit, but we will just... A little inspiration for 2021 brought to you by Abraham Lincoln. The best way to predict your future is to create it. And that's why we made it easy to find the messages that matter from the people that you need to know about, good people doing good business and good things. Visit everythinghomeresourceplatform.com and click the episodes tab to check out our 145 shows, listen to a few, and create your plan to make that amazing future happen. You've got a couple days before the new year comes, so it's all up to you. So make it happen, people. This is our live segment, Purpose Driven Partners. We're going live every Wednesday and Friday from 12 to 1 Mountain Time with experts, entrepreneurs, professionals, and purpose-driven people to share their stories, passions, and provide real, life, tangible takeaways. Real quick before we bring on our first guest, I just want to let you know that we do have a free giveaway every single month. All you need to do to enter is rate, review, and subscribe to our show on your favorite podcast player. We're on 14 of them, or like, comment, and share our posts on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Just a couple of clicks, a little typing, and you can win a monthly prize. This month, it's $50 gift cards. You have today and tomorrow to go ahead and like, comment, and share on Facebook, LinkedIn, or Twitter, or rate, review, and subscribe to the show. Keep everything simple. Just go to the website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, and click the rate and review graphic at the top of the page, and all the tabs to subscribe to the show are there too. So please join us, become part of the community, and let's make a huge difference in our lives, our business, and the world together. All right, 12:07. I'm a little behind schedule. I told you I got a lot to tell you today. So let's bring in our first guest. Let me tell you about all the topics, though. Sorry, I'm a little all over the place today. Today's topics: kick-ass biz tips, porn is bad, masterminds, live your potential, human resources for small biz. First up today is going to be Mr. Steve Daly. He's the founder and entrepreneur, the founder of Entrepreneur Excellence Coaching and Peer Collaboration. Design your business to support a kick-ass life, and this is going to be a kick-ass segment. Hey, Elves, can you give him a round of applause? Mr. Whole Life Approach, I apologize. I'm a little behind. Too much to say, a little too much coffee this morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Awesome, awesome introduction, Michelle. And you got a big show queued up here.
I do what I can, man. You know, I just try to keep everybody on their toes, give them a break during the middle of the day for
no
a nice
kidding.
Little nooner, you know, nooner on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
Couldn't be more appropriate. And we're doing here. That's what we're doing. So we can bring on people like you, make some big differences in their lives and in their business. So give us a little summary about you, what you're doing, and then let's get some hardcore tips since people got a couple days here to make that plan because come Monday morning.
That's right.
There's
right.
No excuses,
The calendar flips. That's right.
Ugh.
Yeah, so I've been practicing marketing myself as a business coach since way before it was a thing. You know, right now you see coach
everybody
on
and their
everybody's business cards from babysitters to attorneys. But I've been doing this for 30 years and focused specifically on small business people and more specifically seasoned small business owners, people that have been around the block in life and business. They're starting to hit that second half of life and they're going, you know, I ain't 25 anymore. And so I help them accelerate their plan to not only make their lifetime best income, but as you said, also enjoy a kick-ass life along the way.
And, you know, that's important. That's the one of the things that brought this whole platform together was there's such an overlap between business and personal life. And I don't think until recently, really, people figured that out. I mean, you spend most of your time working, and who you are is really part of your business. And if you keep them separate, then there's something disingenuous about that. But then it's also, you know, especially if you're a small business owner, entrepreneur, your whole life is your business. So it is.
Well,
it's together. It's like a marriage.
It is. It's all wrapped into one thing. And unfortunately, I think we're taught as business owners to believe that if we don't throw everything aside in favor of the business and what we're doing, that we're doing it wrong. But I'm here to tell you that's wrong. That's wrong. That's bad advice. And so I do have some tips for us when you're ready, Michelle, to head into the new year to make sure that you've got that that whole perspective correct. Are you ready?
I am ready. I got my pen. I take lots of notes on this
okay.
show. I think I do this so that I bring on people that I need some help with in my own
for
life.
You,
and I'm like,
that's kind of free advice.
Good idea, Michelle.
That's perfect. I think that's a good strategy. So here's tip number one. Wait, first off, all of these are that I prepared for the show today are about what you just mentioned, the fact that we are heading into a new year. You should be, if you haven't yet, take some time, be taking some time to set some goals for how you want 2021 to set to the outcomes that you want to see. Now, if you've already set your goals, then I would invite you to reevaluate them in the context of what I'm about to say. But if you haven't yet set goals, well, set aside some time right now before the end of the day, January 1, so that you've got yourself headed in the right direction. So here's number one, is make sure that the goals that you're setting are designed for your business specifically, are designed to enable the business, prepare the business, accelerate your business so that it takes care of an extraordinary life. My motto is that if you're in business for yourself, which is a brilliant choice, by the way, just sidebar here, did you know, Michelle, that there's been an increase of over 77% of small business applications in the last quarter of this year, comparing quarter over quarter. And so it's a great decision to be in your own business. But as I started to say, my motto is if your business isn't supporting an extraordinary life, then what's the point? So that's tip number one. Make sure that your goals are for your business are setting yourself up so that the business supports an amazing life. Second tip is make sure that your goals include collaboration. Now, you don't need to write this one down, Michelle, because you already get it. But look, kicking ass, if we want to use that term prolifically here, is not a do-it-yourself project. It requires other people. And what great things about entrepreneurs is we don't ask and wait for permission. We get things done on our own. We're great self-starters. And all those things are bad news, too, because as entrepreneurs, we're notorious for trying to do things ourselves. And so this year, of all the years that you've faced ahead, will be the year for you to surround yourself with other like-minded, positive-focused, energetic, highly expectant, entrepreneurs and business owners that will not only feed you with enthusiasm and motivation, but also collaboration for mutual benefit. And the third tip I have for those small business owners and entrepreneurs out there is to remember that the past, all the experiences that we've had in the past, especially this last year, what a disruptive year it's been, informs the future. It doesn't predict it. In other words, we could easily fall into all the conclusive commentary that's being fed to us continuously about how bad it is. But the real entrepreneurs, the real small business owners, by the way, the backbone of our economy is small businesses. Those people understand that there is opportunity on the horizon like never before. We have the innovation, the spirit, the enthusiasm, the resources, the connections, the collaborations, all of those things are literally at our fingertips to make 2021 extraordinary. So be confident, be positive, and resist the pull to describe our past as a direction. Our past only informs the future. We get to pick and decide how it actually plays out.
I think that is
so there you
a great
go.
Reminder and great advice, Steve. You want to give your contact information so people can get in touch with you and learn some more info?
Sure. Entrepreneurexcellence.com it's all right there. But I tell you what, if you also serve small business owners as I do, and we, in other words, we overlap with regards to what we do, but we are in non-competitive arenas. I'd love to spin up a conversation to collaborate with you. You can go to collaboratewithsteve.com, collaboratewithsteve.com, and jump directly onto my calendar, and let's have a 30-minute conversation about how we can change the world.
I love it. I absolutely love it. And I appreciate you reminding everybody the importance of collaboration. I gave a great plug for this entire platform. So I'm going to second that motion and say, hey, you know, if you want to become part of one of our purpose-driven partners like Mr. Steve Daly and criteria, good person, doing good business, good things, and that's it. Then you can come on the show, be part of this incredible platform, and be around more people like these five great guests, including Mr. Steve Daly, the founder of Entrepreneur Excellence. So thank you, Steve. I appreciate it. You have a very happy new year. I'll be in touch next week, and make sure you get on the calendar for January, because we got to get these people on track, man. You got to give me advice. It's all sitting there.
That's right.
It's all sitting there.
No, thanks for
all
having me, Michelle. Yeah,
you're
doing
awesome,
good work,
Steve.
And we'll see you in the new year.
All right. Sounds like a plan. All righty. So, yeah, just a reminder, if you want to become a partner, go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, and the big banner is on the homepage. And join us. Become part of the show.
Everything's home.
All right. We're at 12:17. We're going to bring on our next guest, but I do want to make a confession and let everybody know that over the Christmas four-day weekend, I turned off the mainstream media, which is mostly lies. And when I did turn it back on, they were a month and a half behind on the news of stuff that I had already known about for a month and a half. So got a little angry, got a little pissed off, to be honest with you. And I did a deep dive listening into our must-listen podcast partners, and they're all listed on our website. Just go under the Partners and Patriots tab. And all I could say is, wow, I had no idea how corrupt the elected officials in Arizona were with all the election fraud. And if you think there wasn't fraud, you need to do a recheck on perspective, because it is out of control. It is out of control all over the country. The facts are there. It's unbelievable. And I couldn't sit back and let these people who we pay their salaries get away with it. So what did I do? Which I have this problem. And for people that follow the show and are our partners, they know I created more websites. So what I did is I put them under the election fraud facts tab on our website. It has all the contact information for the Arizona state elected officials, state and federal officials, for every single state, what you need to do, petitions, fraud facts, videos, tweets, documents, the patriotic media sources to follow, and much more. And what I learned in 2020 is that most politicians are corrupt and they don't care about us, the citizens. And it's not about Democrats or it's not about Republicans. It's about the fundamentals and the foundation of our great country, our liberty and our freedom. And to be honest, this is all in jeopardy right now. And this is a business show. This is a personal improvement and empowerment show. This is about making a difference. And we, the American people, need to stand up. Time we take our lives back, our rights, and stand up to the system. So please go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, click the election fraud facts tab and check it out. Call, email, tweet the elected officials. It doesn't matter what state, they're all doing bad stuff. They all don't care about you. Make some noise and let them know they work for you. And once you go on there, you're going to get equally as pissed off as I am. All right, so let's bring on our next guest. That was my PSA, which is, instead of a public service announcement, it's a pissed service announcement. Mr. Bill Ranshaw, he's a quit porn coach, founder of Nope Mo, Purpose Over Porn. He's helping men quit porn and transform their life to find purpose, direction, clarity, and success. Mr. Bill, thank you for being patient. I'm a little over. How are you today?
Michelle, I am fantastic. It's always a pleasure to be on the show. And I will see if I can try to get you back on track. I know previous conversations we've run over, and I appreciate the introduction on that. And to let people know, my niche and forte is working with men that are, have addiction to porn and sex. But my practice has actually been expanding out just for personal development and accountability to people and entrepreneurs and businesses. And so I've been blessed to have that opportunity. So if you don't think that you have a porn addiction or a sex addiction, that's fine. I'm still happy to help and put you on the right path. And today I really I compiled a list that is maybe complementary to Steve's list of what I want to share about top five actions to jumpstart your 2021 for success. And so, again, I appreciate the opportunity, and let me know if there's anything you want to know in advance. Otherwise, I want to rip into this.
I think it's time to rip, my friend. Let's rip. Let's rip on a Wednesday. Let's bring it. Let's rip apart 2020. Let's leave it in the past. And all right, let's do this. All right, what do we got? What do we
That's
got?
That's right. Well, I tell you what, Steve was absolutely right in the beginning of his, is kind of, you know, setting up the mindset for the new year and your business if you're an entrepreneur. And you really do want to make sure that you are building that you're building your business around your life, and not your life around your business. That is a big key, and I will tell you, my fiance is a great example of that with her business that she's starting. She's done an amazing job this year. And the things that I am recommending, and that I am doing myself as well, so you know, anytime I recommend this, I am doing it as well, which means I'm also probably most guilty of, you know, not paying attention to these a lot of times and having to refocus. And so I want to tell people the first thing that you want to do, this is going to be tip number one, is everybody's going to be making goals for 2021. It's imperative that you also do a year in review. And despite this being a crazy year, people want to label this as a bad year, sit down and review and make a list of all and any accomplishments that you've had, as well as any important lessons that you've learned. And you want to keep this on the positive accrual side, as opposed to everything that bad that happened to you, because that's just going to switch your mindset. Of course, there's plenty of crap we can focus on that was there, that happened, that might have set us back. But along the way this year, there are absolutely things that helped us learn and that we accomplished that we might not be taking account for or credit for ourselves on that. So that's going to be tip number one. Tip number two, this is another important mindset that my fiance will also probably say that I am most guilty of, and that I am always trying to make sure that I don't, but begin to detach yourself from expectations. We all go out and we're doing a lot of things for a lot of different people. We're doing them for ourselves, and ultimately we do something most likely for somebody else, and we don't get a response that we expect. Maybe we help them, you know, move, we help them paint a room, whatever it might be. We might just help them in their business. And maybe at the very least, we're expecting even a thank you or a referral or something to that nature. But the key is to not have an expectation on that, because most of the time the other person, they're grateful for what you've done, but maybe they don't share that with you. But we internalize that, and then we begin to build resentment for those people and these actions that we've done. And it doesn't mean that we have to continue to do things for other people when we don't get anything in return, but just don't hold any resentment or attachment to things that you do. You're doing these things because it's the right thing to do, and it's just a piece of your own morality to help better the world. That's a big piece that I'm always working on.
Well,
Number
I think that's
three,
a great let me comment on that, though, because yeah. I think it's a great reminder, because you don't necessarily know what's going on in that person's life, in their yep. business or even in their personal. You don't know how many kids they've got. You don't know if they're married, if the husband's got issues, the wife's got issues, or maybe they just don't have the time. I know that's my biggest obstacle is the time that I have during the day. I wish that there was more. If I could duplicate myself, the world would be a different place. I think we would already have accomplished world peace. But with that being said, a lot of other people have the same issues. So I think that is an incredible reminder. Don't take it personally. What you do take personally is if they actually told you, I didn't appreciate you doing this nice thing for me.
Right.
then you know. But other than that, you don't don't do the assumption thing, because you know what happens when you assume. You make an ass.
Yeah.
Make you and me.
You and me.
So, yeah, I think that's a great point going in, because I need to do the same thing. I take things too personally.
And there's things you can do in the field of work. There's exercises you can do where I talk about building agreements with people, and this is great in the workplace, of how make agreements of how you want people to communicate with you in business. Whether, you know, you're going to do, you'll receive emails on Thursdays and reply on Fridays by such and such time, and agree with people that if you send me a text message or voicemail, that I'm probably not going to be able to get back to you, but here's one way to assure that I can respond to you. So set agreements with people, and you can get agreements around expectations is one thing, not as, you know, not something just to helping people out, but you can prioritize and set yourself up for success through agreements. So that's something that I coach a lot of people on.
That's a good idea too. That will help with your own personal time management, because if you are trying to do something and then you're jumping to social media, you're jumping to phone calls, you're jumping to text, you're not going to get anything accomplished, and then you always feel buried. But then it brings on all those personal emotions, and you can't move forward. So look at you, Mr.
Exactly.
Bill Ramshaw, delivering like a champ today.
All right, I've got a lot to burn through here, Michelle, and I know we're limited on time. I want to say number three, the one thing that you want to focus also on, tip number three, is focus on your abundance. It's really easy to get caught up in the trap of, if I had X, I could do Y. Now, you want to go through and make a list of all the stuff you are currently wanting or looking to achieve this year, short-term, long-term, and then make note of the real reason why you want this stuff. What is the feeling or expectation that this stuff is going to give you that you don't already have? And then you want to go back and look at everything that you do already have. It's stuff that you've previously bought, invested in, things like that. And how can you reconnect with the stuff that you have to spark or rekindle that feeling and emotion that you're wanting from the more new stuff that you're looking at? And get out of that mindset of, I don't have enough, and say, I have everything I need, and I can connect to whatever I have to. Maybe I have to go learn a little bit more, or do something like that, which is the next tip. But you'll really want to determine what is there to want and need out of all your expectations and stuff that you want. And then take this time to take inventory on all the stuff that you have, and what can you clean out and just clear your space out for 2021? Is it closets, garage, clutter, your mind, whatever it might be, and just minimize in that aspect. So really focus on the abundance that you actually have everything that you need to be successful, even though you might need to tweak here and there. So that's number three.
Bill Ramshaw hits a home run on Wednesday, the 30th of December. With you. All right, give your contact information.
Let's see. Contact information. You can reach me at billwilderment.org.
Perfect.
And all
that is always on our website, Bill. So as long as they get to our website, they can find you, because this is, I think, your third or fourth show. So you're all over the place.
Perfect. Yeah, I am. And I've got a lot more to my list that people can reach out to me and give me some good tips for 2021.
Awesome. Thanks for coming on, Mr. Bill Ramshaw. Make sure you book your spot for January. We got to get everybody back on track. And then you and your girlfriend have an awesome New Year's, and we'll be in touch. Thank you, my friend.
All right. Happy New Year, Michelle. You and everybody else.
Yeah. Awesome. All right. Quick commercial. Got to get you guys in the mindset of it's time to reopen America, this great country of ours.
ReopenAmericaResourceCenter.com. Are you struggling personally or professionally because of the coronavirus shutdown? Ready to grow your business and serve more customers and clients? Finally, there's a trustworthy website with resources, relief options, grants, support, and much more for small businesses, nonprofits, and individuals. One location with all the information. It's time to get back to work, life, and reopen America. Visit ReopenAmericaResourceCenter.com today, the ultimate resource platform to help you in every way.
All right, it's 12:29 Mountain Time in Arizona, and I'm a little off track. I'm going to get back on there, so I won't talk much, but go to the website EverythingHomeResourcePlatform.com, click the Reopen America Resource tab. The content, the information is absolutely amazing. It's for everything that you could possibly need. All of our guest information is linked to there, too. It's in categories. You name it, it's there. Use it. It's free. let's get this place back on track. Let's get everybody in the mindset, reopen America. And before we bring on our next guest, I just want to let you know that we're going to do a special segment on January 5th at 9 a.m. Mountain Time. We're having a live guest, and this is Dr. Lawrence Pawlewski. And he's going to bring you the truth about the coronavirus so we can reopen America. Because most of the information you've been told is a lie. We've been covering this stuff on this show with multiple experts and guests since June. And everything that they've been talking about is actually correct. So this guy, unbelievable, Dr. Lawrence Pawlewski, he'll be taking phone calls. So make sure you follow us on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter for all the details. It is time that we flatten the fear and reopen this great country. Let's bring on our next guest. Mr. Randy Kirk, he's the president of SoCalMasterminds.com. It's a confidential peer advisory board to help businesses succeed through brainstorming, encouragement, support systems, and accountability. Kind of sounds a little about collaboration in there, which is seems to be the theme of the show, making your own future. Let's see if those elves are paying attention. Are they going to give him a round of applause? Sorry, Randy, they're a little delayed. They stayed for the weather. They're supposed to go back to the North Pole, but there was two of them in the backyard sunning. I don't have an answer. How are you today?
I'm well, and how about you, Michelle?
I am good. Let's give the audience a little rundown on Mr. Randy Kirk, SoCal Masterminds, and let's give them some tips so they can plan out their 2021.
Sure, Michelle. I have opened over 20 successful businesses in my career. I have been in one business or another for over 50 years, making me very old. And in the course of doing that, I've also written eight books about small business, three of them in the last 3 years. So, but somewhere along the line, I sold a large manufacturing company and became a what every good manufacturer becomes, I became a business consultant for the last 15 years. And 4 years ago, I walked into a mastermind group and found that the mastermind group was helping people become more successful, helping their companies become more successful faster and easier than my consulting was. So I started opening mastermind groups 3 years ago, and now we have three of them flourishing on Zoom.
Wow, that's great. I love the success story of the manufacturing company. I mean, to create something like that and to then be able to build enough that you could sell it, that's the ultimate American dream. So congratulations on that.
You bet.
All right, plastics, you said?
Plastics manufacturing. We made bicycle-style water bottles. We were the largest in the world, and we sold everybody from Target and Kmart to the U.S. Army and sold our products on over four continents. Oh, no, four continents, exactly. Not over four.
Oh, wow. That is unbelievable. And now that is a story. Maybe we should do a separate segment on that about, you know, a nice little a big success story, I should say, especially if you were the world's largest. All right, let's talk a little bit about the masterminds and the value of it, really the necessity. I said it's something that's essential. And if it seems like now it's accessible because everybody is in this Zoom mentality, you know, the barriers to getting involved seem to be removed because you don't have to physically go somewhere. And you could be involved with other types of personalities, groups, experts all over the country as opposed to just in your local area.
Exactly. And ours is set up along the way of what we truly believe that Napoleon Hill had in mind when he wrote Think and Grow Rich and talked about masterminds for the first time over 100 years ago. Ours is a four-hour brainstorming session among 6 to 10 of your peers. We don't bring in outside speakers. I don't pontificate, except I do get to consulting from time to time during the meeting. I try to stay back and not consult, but it's hard. I try to just expedite the meeting, but we basically sit down and somebody's in the hot seat for 2 hours. One company gets 2 hours of attention each month, and the other companies get 10 or 15 minutes each month to bring up whatever's on their minds, whatever's keeping them up at night. In the course of the meeting, everybody is either a teacher or a learner. And the results of that kind of peer involvement and peer brainstorming creates what Napoleon Hill called the mastermind effect. And it's incredible. Plus, we hold each other accountable. And that's one of the secret sauces as well.
I know a lot of people might be a little intimidated about going into an environment like that where you've got a lot of successful people and, you know, people that maybe they don't think that they are as successful and maybe they don't want to go down that road, but they really could use the advice. And then the other thing is the cost. Is that something that you can discuss to remove that stereotype and that barrier? I want people to realize that all of these things that we're bringing to them on our show from our partners is very affordable and accessible information and groups and partnerships.
Absolutely. First of all, we specialize in companies that have less than 10 employees. A few of our companies have a few have more than 10, but we specialize in those who have less than 10. And most of our members are solopreneurs. Many of them are startups. Some of them are turnarounds. We love the turnarounds. We love the startups. So this is not a place to be intimidated. These are folks just like your listeners. They're not, you know, 100 employee, 500 employee companies. And so it's a very great environment for people that are just getting started or have been in business for 20 years and are wondering why their company is stuck and can't get going. So, and the cost, my partner and I are both, we don't need the money, I guess is one way to say it. So we've reduced the cost as low as we possibly could, but we want people to have skin in the game. So it's $200 a month for the 4-hour meeting that we hold each month.
That is extremely realistic. Somebody can put that in their budget. And now they know they have a resource to be around people that are going to help them for a low cost, incredible information, content, and experience from somebody like yourself who just said, you don't even need to be doing this. You don't even need the money, but you're doing it because you know how to create success. You've proven it. So you know what I mean? That's the people that you want to be around, people like Randy Kirk.
Thank you. And I want to be around them. I'm 72 years old, and every mastermind meeting that I go to, I get so inspired that I have actually opened two companies in 2020.
Oh, wow. Do you want to mention those real quick, or do you want to just or what type they are? I don't want to confuse people with multiple websites.
Yeah, no, let's stick with SoCal Masterminds. That's the one we're most interested in today.
Yeah. Wow. Good for you. Amazing. So SoCalMasterminds.com is the website. It's $200 a month to be a part of this amazing organization. You get to work with people like Randy Kirk, and I'm sure that he is having people that are in there that are going to provide the content and information and help that everybody needs. Wow. I'm so glad we connected on LinkedIn. I had no idea that you were this accomplished, and you look great for 72. You really do, my friend. Your picture is awesome.
I have good genes.
Yeah, you do. And you got a good head of hair, so you're all set. You're all set. You know, are you single or married or what? Can we hook you up with somebody? What's going on?
I actually met the love of my life 5 years ago, and we've been married for 4 years. So,
good for you. Talk about an American success story. Who doesn't want to be your friend? I'm surprised. Your website after today might actually be shut down because everybody's going to it. All right, Randy, thank you so much for coming on. It's SoCalMasterminds.com, an incredible resource, a great group to be a part of. All of his information is always going to be on our website. Randy, make sure you jump on for a January spot. We'll have you back on, and you have a very happy new year, my friend.
You have a great new year, too. And let me just be really clear, because it's a little hard to understand. It's SoCal, so SoCal, Masterminds.com.
Yeah, Southern California, SoCal, Masterminds. All right. Thank you, Mr. Randy Kirk. And we'll talk to you in January.
Bye now.
Wow. $200. Come on, people. All right. 12:39 Mountain Time in Scottsdale, Arizona. We're going to bring on our next guest. Let's see here. Ah, I love this lady. All right, Miss Virginia Prodan. She is an international human rights attorney, author, speaker, and victory coach showing you how to live a life of significance. El Givero. Yeah, no pressure. I already said that I loved you, so no pressure, Virginia.
Yeah, that is true. Thank you so much, Michelle. It's a good concern for you not to have too much pressure on me. I want to say that I like it too. I love you too.
Awesome.
I love your enthusiasm. I love your show so much. You bring so much value, and you bring so much determination in people's lives, and you help them so much. So I'm honored to be here.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that. I mean, this whole platform evolved from me wanting to help more people, business and in life, and then for them to make a difference in other people's lives. Just wanted to bring everybody who's like-minded together, have the resources there, and guess what? We eliminated the excuse, right? So if you're like, well, I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go. No, it's all right here. You just have to listen and click and then call or, you know, keep listening. It's all right there. So, and that's what you're doing. You know, you're coaching people, right? You're showing them how to live a life of significance. So tell us briefly about you. Your CV is very long. So I'm not even going to try to duplicate it. So tell us a little bit about you and what you're specializing in now, and then let's give some hardcore tips to everybody.
Well, I am an attorney, a keynote speaker, an author, an international human rights attorney, and a victory coach, helping people, professionals, to accomplish some success, but they need to make the transition into a higher level of leadership and to live a life of significance. When I am helping them, I am taking them to the same kind of path that I have, or I have done it in Romania. I followed in Romania, fighting a dictator and fighting for human rights, and also the same path that I follow here in America. As I came as a political refugee with no money, no English, I had to learn English, go back to law school. I opened my law firm. I raised three wonderful children as a single mom, two girls.
Wow.
The first one graduated from the same school, SMU, like me. The second one from Harvard Law School, and my son from United States Air Force Academy. And both of them, all of them are very successful. Now I am coaching people as a speaker and as a victory coach and challenge them to live a life of significance and to live their potential.
That's a pretty smart family you got there. The gatherings must be pretty intense. Everyone's trying. It's like, I don't think I could go to your house and be like, I'm not smart enough to sit at the table.
You will be surprised, Michelle, because we all know that we accomplish this by the grace of God. And because of skill and talent, the talents that he put in us. And he puts those talents and skills in each one of us. People many times don't use them.
And do you think they don't use them because they don't know, or they just don't trust in God, or they have been conditioned not to look at that side of things? What do you think? What makes people act the way they do when they know that they have those talents or should know?
Okay, some of them, they compare themselves with others.
I just did it.
Some of them, they don't believe in God, so they don't think that God put some talents. And some of them don't take the time to understand that, to take an inventory of their own skill and talent and see what exactly they enjoy doing it and doing it. And many times, people just do what the circumstances will guide them, not their skill, talent, and God-given talent.
So they're being more reactive. They don't take that time out to figure out what it is that they're good at, what they love doing, what they're passionate about, and then you don't really find what your purpose is, and you just go through the motions in life, and what that's there's
yes,
nothing that's not
yeah,
the way this is supposed to be. It's not supposed to be that way.
Yes. Yeah, they lack purpose and direction. They're overwhelmed by fear. They're filled with worry and doubt. Sometimes they wonder if they have what it takes to do it. Yeah, they look at circumstances. They look, you know, like I said, they compare themselves. Yeah.
And then they end up being constantly reactive. And then you can't get ahead if you're constantly just being in that mindset. So we're headed into...
Well, in the same time, Michelle, they live a life of a victim. They find someone else guilty of their circumstances. They don't take responsibility for their own life. Many of them.
And that's personal responsibility is one of our main things here that we're trying to express to people. That's why you're a perfect partner and a compliment to the platform, because if we're giving you the resources, you got to, as Randy said, you got to have some skin in the game. So you've got to make a commitment. And once you make that commitment, a lot of things change because you're open to that. So
we have to be reminded that some of them, they have been abused and they remain in that abusing situation and they carry with them, even if they are far away from the abuser, they carry with them that words, circumstances, things they were taught about themselves, and they live their lives in that victim mentality. And many of them, they need help because they don't even know that they live that way.
And that's like I said, it's not a good way to live, and it's not healthy for that person or the people that are in their lives. So we've got a minute left, Virginia. Give us some tips that people can start to do now or plan over the next couple of days. So on Monday, everything changes, and then your contact information.
Yes. First of all, number one is I want them to look inside and discover their hidden potential, the skill and talents, unique skill and talents that God gave them to live their potential and to accomplish their mission. Number two, I want them to look in the past and be encouraged that they achieved some success and be able to achieve what matters the most, to create 2-3 objectives that they want to create. And number three, I want them to look with hope to the future and to accomplish now their biggest goals, because they already have the confidence that they accomplished 2-3 things that matter to them. And number two, in order to rise up to a higher level of leadership. But I want them also to remember that each one of us, we were born to live a significant life, but we must choose to live that potential kind of life. It's up to us.
Well, it's kind of like Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz. She had it with her the whole time. It just took her a while to realize it.
That is true.
Yeah. So, yeah. Virginia, give your contact information so people can get a hold of you and learn some more.
Yes. They can go to my website, virginiaprodanbooks.com, and if they want to contact me and be coach or ask me any questions, they go to virginiaprodanbooks.com/contact.
All right. Thank you, Virginia. I appreciate the advice. Make sure you jump on the schedule for January so we can find out if people were listening to the advice and they get off on a good note. And if not, we'll ring them back in and we'll get them restarted in January. We'll just keep doing it. Like I said, we're like the monorail at Disney World. We keep going around. It's just a matter of when people want to jump on our train and join the club and get everything in the right direction. So we're always going around. Just we're here when you're ready, guys, you know?
Yeah. Thank you so much, Michelle. I love your heart, and I love the way you love people. It's so amazing. It encourages me so much.
Well, thank you. And I really appreciate it. I think that's why we connected immediately on social media without even talking to one another. We were on that same wavelength. You know, that it's amazing when you open up your doors and your possibilities, people get drawn into your world. And I think this is the perfect example and a good reminder. And oh, yeah, by the way, keep God in there. there's a lot of divine intervention in the world today. You know, it's there. Open your heart, open your mind. So thank you, Virginia. We'll talk to you in January. Have a happy new year.
Happy new year, Michelle. Thank you so much for having
You're
me.
You're welcome, my friend. Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Everything's home.
All right, it's 12:50 and we're bringing in the last guest. 2020. We are going to finish out the year strong here with Mr. Jason Kavnis. He is the founder of Kavnis HR. He's delivering HR to companies with 49 or fewer people. He's the host of the Jason Kavnis HR Experience, and I always tell him to start the show off with his number one feature that he's got, which is Jason.
Hey, Michelle. Hey, thanks for having me again. I really appreciate it. Yes,
hey,
I'm here.
You're
Thanks
welcome.
For having me. I really appreciate it.
Okay. Now, what is the number one thing that you guys offer that people, just every single person that's listening to this show who has a business needs?
Yeah, so if you're a company with 10 or less people, we offer free HR services. It covers your basic HR, employee handbooks, HR policies, onboarding, job descriptions. The only thing that's not covered is we don't provide you HR advice on the free thing for 10 below.
Yeah,
but
free
we
people.
Do everything else for you.
Brilliant, brilliant. Audience, round of applause. Everybody needs this. People are crazy not to sign up for that. Then they'll realize how much they need your other services, but that's the point of entry, and they'll see the value. So, Jason,
yes.
let's talk HR, some specifics. Here I'm sure there's been ridiculous changes for the new year, and God only knows what this coronavirus stuff has caused too. So do you anything to share there?
Yeah, the biggest thing is, and most people don't know this, most HR laws change in the month of January, right? Like, for example, here where I'm in Seattle, Washington, the minimum wage is going to raise to go up to $13.50 in January, right?
Oh, geez.
So wherever you're at, there's probably some kind of HR law change going about where you're at. So you need to make sure you keep up to date with that.
When are you getting out of that state?
January's
it's a disaster up there. Are you leaving anytime soon?
No time soon. My wife likes it up here for some reason. So, yeah, I'm stuck. Yeah.
All right. Well, every show I try to encourage you to leave, but now I know that the wife likes it, so you're never leaving.
Probably not.
No, you're stuck there forever. All right, so... So HR, things are changing. People need to check it out. First, start by going and signing up with Jason. Give your website real quick. I mean, I think, I always bring this up when you come on the show because I think of everyone we've had, this is the most important free thing that anyone is offering. And there's no reason everybody doesn't have it. So give your website, and then we'll go into some specifics.
Yes, it's www.kavnisshr.com, and Kavnis is kavnisshr.com.
And everybody go there, sign up for the free service so you can at least get everything that you need. And then you can decide if you need to move forward with the other services. But this is free. Everybody needs it, especially nowadays.
Yeah.
It's a crazy
especially
environment.
In January, with all the changes.
And changes in January, and you don't know. I don't want to say people have agendas, but it's a different work environment when it comes to people's as we talked about earlier, personal responsibilities, their ethics, whatever. It's not the same employees and environment it was 10 or 20 years ago, or maybe even 5. So you need to cross your T's, dot your I's, your P's and Q's, pick a letter. It's important. All right, specifics. What do people need to know to get 2020 done the correct way?
Yeah, well, January, everything changes in January. Well, hopefully you have an employee handbook, HR policy, your company. But if you don't, January is a good time to do all that stuff, right? Like with all new laws, you know, use it to make you new employee handbooks, HR policies, job descriptions. And a lot of people will tell you, like, employee handbooks and HR stuff is like for compliance or what not to do. you should think more of as things like that help build your culture and values, right? Like, employees should look at your employee handbook and know what type of company you have, like what type of culture you have, right? If that makes any sense.
Well, an employee means one person. So if you have one employee, you need to do this. Independent contractor, totally different,
yes.
But you should still have some sort of information and structures for them. But one employee, you need this information.
Yes, exactly. Because you want your people to know what type of company you have, what type of company you're building. And plus your HR products you use for your employer branding, right, which is so important. In this day and age, you want your company to have a great employer brand. You know, people want to come work for you. And you do that through your policies and all that kind of stuff and social media.
You're
building a great company. Let people know about it.
Well, and then you have a foundation. You've taken, you know, you've done the heavy lifting. You've got a solid foundation. So when you bring on the next person and you're growing, it's easier to get bigger.
Yes.
You know, the goal is you have to have scale, right? In order to make more money and be more successful and serve more people, you have to be bigger. You have to bring on people. You don't have a choice, whether it's independent contractors or employees. And as we've talked about before, employees are a little bit more loyal. But if you could take away any of the stigma of that you personally have experienced over the years, things being just bad, which you and I have talked about that too, with employees and made easier with your tools, then you can grow and you can be in front of more people, helping more people, growing the business. But you need that foundation, which is laws and rules. And that's what you're doing, Jason. You're giving them the laws and the rules.
Yes, yes. And one thing people understand too, like these HR laws are different based on location issue, right? Like, the HR is different in Seattle and Tacoma, Washington versus Denver or, you know, San Antonio, Texas. It's different every place you go.
And
so to
take the time to do the research into that is just too much. It's not worth it. It's not worth it to even start Googling, because how do you know what you're looking at's even current or right, or where do you go?
There's the Department of Labor at the federal level, Department of Labor at the state level, there's Equal Opportunity Commission, like here in Seattle, there's like Human Rights Commission. There's all these agencies, you know, that you're technically supposed to follow or not follow, you know. Yeah, everything is out there. I mean, any business function, whether it be marketing, sales, HR, operations, you can Google everything, right? But do you really have time to do that? You know, is that really the focus of your business?
No, you don't have time. So don't reinvent the wheel. That's what we have people like you on this show as our partners, and you come on once a month because we don't want people to reinvent the wheel. We want them to realize all the resources are right here, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, all of Jason's information, all the past shows so you can learn, all of the rest of the guests, everything is here. So you don't have to spend your time trying to figure out who's good, who should I trust, or where's the information.
Exactly.
We're giving it to you. We're making it really easy so that you don't have to do the homework like that. It's right here, you know? And I think you're a great partner, and I love your program. I keep pushing it because I think every single business owner, even if it's one employee, needs this. And it's an incredible tool, because when things go sideways, they go sideways really fast, and it's really, really bad. So we want to avoid that. Give your website information. Even though you're always on our platform, they can find you easily there, but go ahead. Or if you have, if you want to give the podcast or one of the social media accounts that you are active most, give them something so they can get some information to follow you.
So I do a few. So the website is www.cavanishhr.com. My email is jasoncavanish@cavanishhr.com. Or you can call me or text me at 803-360-8457, and I'm all over social media, whether Jason Cavanish or Cavanish HR.
Perfect. And the link to your website's on ours, so they can just click there. It goes to your website. Everything is on there, and you're good to go. All right. Well, thank you, Jason. I appreciate it. You have a happy new year, and make sure you're on the books for January. We'll have you back on.
All right. Thanks, Michelle. Have a happy new year.
You too. All right, guys.
Everything.
some incredible guests. Those are the partners and the quality of the people that are our partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace. We're doing the homework, so you don't have to do the research and try to figure out. We're bringing you the messages that matter from the people you need to know about. All of the guests' information and all their episodes are listed on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. You can go to, they're on the homepage, they're on the Partners and Patriots tab. You could click directly to their websites for all that information. I just want to thank everyone for listening to our live purpose-driven partner segment. We've had 17 live episodes since we started this segment in October. It's been great. It's every Wednesday and Friday at noon. Our numbers have been off the charts. So please follow us on Facebook, on LinkedIn, on Twitter. Let us know about what topics you want to learn about, who you want to hear from. Don't forget, we have the monthly giveaway. It's a $50 gift card for Amazon this month. All you got to do is rate and review the show, listen and subscribe. So make sure you subscribe so you never miss a great episode. And also like, comment, and share. And we're going to pick somebody tomorrow. I'll announce it in January. But yeah, again, we're in a special episode. Join us on Tuesday, January 5th at 9 a.m. Mountain Time for our special live coronavirus show with Dr. Lawrence Palevsky. He's going to take some phone calls. So again, be sure to follow us on social media for all the details. And Wednesday, January 6th, we'll be back at 12 noon Mountain Time on a regular schedule for this live segment, Purpose Driven Partners. So you tune in to learn some great tips and takeaways, grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, make a difference, and much more. And why are we doing this, people? Why have we created this platform? It's all about collaboration. It's all about great quality content and information, and it's there, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Go check it out. Trust me, you'll be impressed. Just trying to get you the information to make a difference in your whole world. So happy new year. Have a great weekend. Make it a great day because you deserve it. And we will talk to you in the new 2021 year. It's going to be awesome. I'm going to make sure of it. We're going to be delivering.
You've been listening to Everything Home with Michelle Swinnick. Life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness. To meet, learn from, and hire the experts and the guests, professionals, and members of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, visit everythinghometalkshow.com/episodes. And to listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com and find us on all the major listening platforms. Thanks for listening. We hope you were entertained, and we hope that you picked up some real-life, tangible takeaways from some good people doing good business and good things. Till next time, this is Everything Home, signing off.